wonderful call this morning. So I am going to go ahead over to Dr. Joyce Lynn. Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Rucia in the hot Atlanta, Georgia, having some cappuccino.
Good morning, Miss Rucia.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies. My heart still goes out to Dr. PK. Y'all take good care of my baby.
Yes, ma'am, we're going to do that for you. We just honor the Lord for each and every one of you that are on the Master's call this morning, and we do indeed greet you with kingdom greetings. Miss Candy, I just honor the Lord for you greeting the people, and we just honor the Lord for every one of you that have gotten up early this morning to be on this call. Again, I am Joycelyn Henderson from Hartford, Wisconsin, on the north side, but this morning sitting in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And if I'm bouncing off the wall, I do apologize to you because I feel like I'm echoing in this room that I'm in. But we're going to do what we need to do. We honor the Lord for even just the opportunity and privilege to be on this call this morning, to be alive, well, and still yet praising him. And so I want to go on and get the call up and running and started this morning. For those of you that have possibly just joined us, and those of you that are here every single morning, thank you for taking your time to come and to be with us this morning as we do just what we believe that the mandate of this call is, to enrich, enhance, empower those believers as they start their day. I want to go on and give you the website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And again, you can go out and any of the messages that have we have had men and women of God that have come and have ministered, you should be able to find those on that website. Also, we would just be honored if you would send us over your prayer requests, praise reports, anything that you would like for us to intercede with you and stand in the gap, because truly that's what this call has been mandated to do. You can send those to, again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. I want to just take a minute to honor Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon that is always on this call, and we just honor you this morning, woman of God, for your discipline and your faithfulness to this call as well, and then so many of those that every single morning get up that they can be a part of what we believe that God has called yourself as well as Dr. P.K. Roberts to endeavor to do to bring to the kingdom. I want to also give the scripture that God has also given to set the tone for this call, and it comes out of Psalms 88, verse 13. And it says, "But unto thee I have cried, O Lord." And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter who else you cry out to, unless you come to the person that can do everything but fail, you still haven't cried out to the right one. So, but unto him we cry out, and in the morning our prayers come up to meet the Lord. And I tell you, that's exactly where we want to go to this morning. We want to make sure that our prayers are coming to meet him. And when he meets our prayers, God will hear and answer the righteous when we cry out. Miss Candy, if you would come back to the call at this time, and if you would then enter us into the throne room as we go in to meet the Lord. God bless you as you come.
Thank you. Can you hear me, Dr. J?
Yes, I can. God bless you, dear.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, Daddy God, Lord God, you are our God. We thank you and we praise you. We come this morning thanking you for salvation. We come this morning thanking you for life. Father God, we come this morning thanking you for waking us up this morning, clothed in our right minds with the desire and the ability to honor you and to glorify your name. We come this morning thanking you for the use of our limbs with the voice that is heard, with vision to see, and with ears to hear. We come thanking you for your son, Jesus, who is the Lord of our lives. Hallelujah. We thank you for the master's call, Lord. We thank you for the anointing you have placed on it. We thank you for the founders, Pastor PK and Pastor Vanessa, and we ask that you continue to bless them. We thank you for the Rhema word that we hear each morning on this call, Lord. And this morning, we thank you for our speaker, Pastor Chuck, who always gives us a fresh Rhema word. We ask that you continue to pour out your blessings on him and his ministry. We call for the portals of heaven to open up and deposit into our lives through Pastor Chuck. Pierce the heart of every listener so that we may leave this call with a renewed mind and strength to minister to broken hearts and to set the captives free. Let the words from our speaker be your words. Anoint his mind. Give him clarity of thought as he ministers your unchanged, uncompromised, unchecked, and unhindered word of wisdom and truth through the unction of the Holy Spirit. We pray you bless artists and the founders of artists, the Diaz de Leon family. We pray a hedge of protection over their lives. Father, we bind any disturbances to this call. We anoint the airways and hold the phone lines hostage for your word to flow through freely. We bind the hand of the enemy and loose the power of the Holy Spirit to permeate and penetrate the hearts of every listener. Father God, we thank and praise you for this call. Holy Ghost, have your way. And this morning, we praise you, Father, because you are God and you alone are worthy of our praise. Father God, we praise you because you are our peace. You give us peace, the peace that transcends all understanding. We praise you, God. You are our refuge and our fortress. We abide in the secret place of the Most High. No plague shall come near us. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand. But that plague, that harm, that accident, that disease, that depression, that hopelessness, that fear shall not come near us. We praise you, God, because you are our strength. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you are a strong tower. You are our power, and we are the power of your might. We praise you, God, because you are Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. We praise you, God, because you're El Shaddai, the Almighty One. We praise you, God, because you're Elohim, Elohim. You are everlasting. We praise you because you are Jehovah, the only self-existing one. We praise you because you're Adonai, you're our Lord, and you are the master of this call. And we will forever, forever give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Back to you, Dr. J.
Thank you so very much. We do praise and honor the Lord, and we do give him the highest praise because he's the only worthy King, worthy of honor, worthy of praise, and worthy of glory this morning. And I just agree with the woman of God and the prayer that has already set the tone for this call this morning and for the man of God to have a free access to the hearts of the people and the word of God to flow freely on this call. And we just thank you, Sister Candy, for setting the tone. I want to go right in to bring that man of God up to this call so to give him ample time to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ to each and every one of us. I want to say to those of you that have never heard him teach, you want to make sure that you're in a place that you have paper, something to write with, and that you will get your mind to a place that you want to hear what the Word of God have to say. Bring your Bible, bring your iPad, whatever you got that you can get this word this morning, because I believe that it will be a Rhema word fresh from the throne room of God. This man of God is truly what I believe a godly example of what a godly father, husband, and brother in the kingdom ought to look like. So we honor the Lord for you, Pastor Chuck Brown, this morning from Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center in Metairie, Louisiana. I heard somebody on from Shreveport. And so we just honor the Lord for you. We honor the Lord for all that you continue to pour out in the kingdom. And for those of you that have not obtained his book, The Death of a Desperate Woman, I decree and declare that you ought to have that in your library this morning. And so without further ado, we want to put our hearts together and also clap our hands for the Lord for the anointing of God that is coming to be released on this call through the man of God, Pastor Chuck Brown. If you're on the line, sir, you can take the call away at this time. God bless you as you come.
I do not see him on the board right now, Dr. J. I did just try to call him. So if you want to exhort or I can go on and minister, I'll leave that up to you. I'm not sure where he is. I'm sure he's okay.
That's okay. The Lord always will give a ram in the bush. And so, Pastor Vanessa, if you would desire to go on, either I can, it doesn't matter for me.
Why don't you go on then?
Okay. Let's go in then to the scripture, Proverbs 29:18. And if you would just give me just 1 second to reopen this PC study Bible. I got my computer right here in front of me. And we honor the Lord for the privilege to minister the gospel this morning. Be ye also ready. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And we're going to talk just very briefly this morning about vision, because I truly believe that any people without a vision, according to the word of God, we truly will perish or we will cast off restraints. And this morning, we don't want any of that to happen with any of us. I'm going to give two portions of scripture, and one of those, I'll just give you the, matter of fact, I'll read both of them. Let me just read, and reading out of the, I'm going to read Habakkuk first, and then I'll come back to the scripture out of Proverbs. Give me just 1 second, and I do greatly apologize. Okay, Habakkuk 2, verse 2. Habakkuk is one of those, what I call books that we look at only when the men and women of God say Habakkuk. We be trying to figure out, okay, where is that one at? But anyway, Habakkuk 2:2, saying, the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Let's look at also, just a cross-reference to that, out of Proverbs, the 29th chapter, and verse 18. 29:18, and that says, I'm going to read it out of the King James first, and it says, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Let's read it out of the Amplified also. Where there is no vision, no redemptive relation of God, the people perish, but he who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man, I want you to hear that this morning, but he who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man, we must keep both of these laws. Blessed, happy, fortunate, and enviable is he. Read it one more time out of one more, the Message. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. And, you know, this morning, I want to just share with us, especially those of us that are part of this Artist International family, because I realize that there are other people that are on this call, and we just honor the Lord for you and want to challenge you to go back to that person that has invited you to this call this morning. But the true reason that all of us have come together on this call and what brought us together is, number one, the Word of God and the Lord, but Artist International, this God-fearing company and family of God. And I want to just say that I truly believe that Artist International, this family, is in her season called the preparation process. And that's what I want to talk just briefly about this morning, the preparation process. The preparation process. There is always a process that must be successfully completed before the end result is obtained. Some of us are trying to get platinum, but we haven't gone through correctly through, you know, advisor, coordinator, supervisor, manager A, manager B, and all of the rest of the different ranks that artists has set before us. We have not gone through them the correct way. So we have to go back and prepare prepare ourselves, because when you get to the top, nobody wants to get to the top and then all of a sudden the Lord says, you know, I can't use you there, and then I'm going to push you and allow you to go back to square one. So we don't want that. Even naturally speaking, most companies will hire a person first based on their written application, and in this business called artists, we bring people aboard based on their enthusiasm and the fact that they have the money in order to get the power builder pack, and we do all of that and bring them into a company. But in the case of, just say, a natural company, they are still placed on what's called a 90-day probation period. Even in artists, we still have one of those as well, meaning that if you did not come in on a power builder pack in 90 days, you can go and make that change and make that switch, and that you can see what the company is all about, and you can begin to get involved and hooked in into showcases and into the different training systems that we have. But during that period, they may make some close examinations of you, and I challenge every one of us that are on this call this morning that have what we call downlines. I want to challenge you to begin to make some close examinations in some areas. Let me give you some of those areas. To begin to watch and see if these folks that you're bringing aboard on your team, they get to the showcases, they get to the different events that are being held. And if you go in your back office, you'll see that in the month of August, they're having some events in Toronto, also in the big old city of Houston, and just every place that artists is opening the door for training, you want to see whether your people are going in and they're getting there on time, and that they are using the time in those different training sessions wisely. You also want to listen to see if they really love this thing called Artists International, or if this is just a thing that's passing for them. Because if you don't, you might be preparing some people that's going to be a setup that eventually that they will just drop off, because those first 90 days is going to be very important. You also want to make some notations how they respond when you begin to coach, and also give them feedback, because truly I believe that every one of us that are part of this business, that's exactly what we ought to be doing for our teams. Not only just our downlines, but we ought to have a approachable spirit. If we are an upline, I don't care how high you've gotten inside of this company, you ought to still have a teachable spirit, that even the person that just came in last week ought to be able to give you some feedback. And we ought to welcome that feedback, because we still don't know everything. I don't care what our rank is, we still don't know everything. And then we also want to be looking at them to see how they react when you do correct them, especially when we think that we're right, because, you know, sometimes all of us think that we just know right. You know, whatever looks like right to us, we think that's where it ought to be, even though it might just be wrong. And this is a test of the emotional strength and the physical strength that you're going to have on your team. And I can tell you right now, physical skills and all that, and you know, and your gifts and your talents might get you someplace, but only at the end your character is going to keep you at the top. Folks sometimes come in on the backbone of what they know, who they know, who was their mama them, their cousin them, their sister them, the folks across the street. That'll keep you just for a moment. What's going to really be the test is the integrity that you and I have and the godly character that we have, because when people correct you, if you ain't godly and don't have godly character, or when people say things to you and be trying to coach and give you feedback, you and I, no matter how Holy Ghost filled we think we are, we will get all up in ourselves, and folks will have to come find us because we shipwrecked somewhere. So in this 90-day process, please examine whether you and I are people that can be trusted not only to help develop our physical skills or our material skills, or are able to be able to do a showcase and are able to be able to talk to people and be able to tell them about the business and the clothes and get them to show us the money, but also that at the end that we'll know that they have integrity and godly character. Glory to God, because that's going to mean more than anything else else, you don't have to worry about watching your back if that's what they are. Because if you don't, you better get somebody to watch your back and your front. And then you also want to make sure that any decisions that they are made is a final decision about honesty. And don't be telling people things about this company that is not true. Tell the truth. And if you tell the truth the first time, you don't have to sit and try to figure out what you told and have to rearrange it the second time. Just go in the first time telling the truth. If you don't know, just say you don't know. Don't go in embellishing, because sometimes in a resume, we will embellish. I really just going to put it very plain. We will tell a lie on our resumes in order to get in. And it's the same thing when we come into people that we are preparing to come into this business called Artists International. We will sometimes embellish exactly what we've done, how many folks that we've done and brought in, you know, to telemarketing and all of the different things that we say, and they get in. And we realize that they have no integrity. We are to judge based on integrity, integrity of God's word, and we ought to be what we call fruit inspectors. God has not told us to judge people, but he has told us to judge the fruit of what it is that you and I are exemplifying. If we are exemplifying that every time somebody corrects us that we get upset, something is wrong with that picture, all right? So in order for all of this to be done, if you will be successful in this company, we have to each make a preparation process in order that we can prepare for where we're going in this company. And I truly believe that you can use this in your everyday relationships. You can use this in the marketplace, whether you're a part of artists. You must prepare to where you're going. We don't want to get to a place and then all of a sudden look and say, oh, I don't even know how we got there. So we must prepare. Let me give you some words from the Word of God that I believe that every good soldier, and whether you are part of this company or wherever you are, you must make these preparations. And where God is taking us now, he already knows we can do it. I want to just say that to you. I say where God is taking us in this company, he already knows we can do it. And he's not judging about how many folks you got on your team right now. I know in the church they judge about how many hallelujahs you can say and how loud you can say them, how good you can preach, how many chords you can just belt out, but God don't judge on any of that. He judged based on what we did when he told us to do it and how we did it in his army. Let me give you the first one, Jeremiah 31:28. He gives the vision and he watches over his word to perform it. It says, and it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck up, to break down, to throw down, and to destroy, and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith the Lord. He won't always allow us to go in to possess the land. Being still slothful, he will not allow us to go in to possess it. Being prideful, he won't allow us to go in to possess it. He won't allow us to go in as whining and always complaining and going in to possess it. He will not allow us to be a respecter of a person, and he won't allow us to be a liar and go in to possess the land. Oh, if you're trying to possess the land and artists, you got to come up and come out this morning and do it right. If you're trying to possess the land and wherever you are, you got to come up and come out and possess it the correct way. Integrity and truth of God's word. God has given a vision, and he has made it plain, and now we need to run with it. He is watching us. I want to just say that. God is watching us. Psalms 121, verse 4. If nobody else ain't got your back, I want to assure you this morning, God's got your back. That word says, behold, he that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep. I say to you this morning, if we're doing it in integrity, if we're doing it in godly character, if we're doing it in honesty and truth, God has your back. You ain't got to keep going in the back office and keep trying to push people and make people and demand people to do different things. Just tell them the truth. Put the picture out there. Write the vision. Make it plain. Show them how the process ought to work. And then be coachable. Give them feedback. Give them the necessary resources in order that they can work this business. And then, you know what? Allow God to do what he's doing. Go home. Go to bed. Go to asleep. Don't keep watching and trying to figure out how God's going to do a thing, because he's still God. Somebody say still God. Hallelujah. And whatever he has started, he's able to finish it. Glory to God. And then the last thing that I want to leave you with, he is not only watching us, he's listening to us. Philippians 3 verse 20 says, for our conversation is in heaven. I know sometimes we just think that it is just us talking to one another, but our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you one more. 2 Corinthians 1:12 says, for our rejoicing is in this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with flesh and wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in this world, in the world, and more abundantly towards you. Word. I say to you this morning, especially those of us that are part of this wonderful company called Artists International, I decree and declare that God is making some changes, and he is starting with each one of us. I say rise up, platinums on this call. Rise up, diamonds on this call. Rise up, executives. Rise up, presidents. Rise up, directors. Rise up, manager B's. Rise up, manager A's. Rise up, supervisors. Rise up, also, advisors and coordinators. God is looking for men and women of God that he will give a vision, and the vision has already been played very plainly written by the Diaz de Leon family. And I decree and declare that nothing will stop us from going and doing what they have decreed unto us, and we will go in and possess the land this morning if we keep our eyes on the prize. And that vision is what the Word of God has to say to us, that if we will walk out integrity and godly character, no good thing will God withhold from those of us that are on this call this morning, walking out what we believe the vision and the mandate of this house. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa. God bless you this morning.
What a word. What a word, evangelist. I tell you, God is so awesome. In about an hour and a half, I was going to be teaching on dreams and visions and keeping your vision. And now this teaching this morning just so, it stirred up my soul. I know everybody on the line is encouraged. The preparation process. Truly, she stepped in. The word tells us to be ready in season and out of season. And that was a truly prophetic in-season word. Dr. J, we love and appreciate you. I tell you, that's a word you want to eat on. She gave us principles to go by, to begin to watch and see if our team is doing what they're instructed to do, if they're active and engaged. How do they respond when we're being taught and trained, the feedback, are they coachable, can they be trusted, and for us, just to tell the truth, don't exaggerate, don't embellish, and I tell you, those last nuggets, life-changing for character and integrity. We thank you so much for that powerful, powerful word that will encourage our hearts today. We're going to ask now that Minister Kathy come and lift up our prayer requests and definitely seal that word and speak virtue back into the woman of God. Minister Kathy, the floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the word this morning, and thank you for your vessel. Let's go to the throne of God. Father, as we come before you now in the name of Jesus, we bless you for this another day that you've given unto us. We thank you for your word that has gone forth today. God, a word in season for us at this time and at this hour. Thank you, Lord God, not only good for our soul, God, and our spirit, but God, practical application for our businesses. And we bless you for the woman of God today. We pray, Lord God, that you give her strength, Lord God, for the day ahead. We thank you, Lord God, that you are continuing to give them exactly what they need. I thank you, Lord God, that they are yielded vessels to you. She and her husband, Lord God, have been examples to us, and we bless you for their lives. And we ask, Lord God, that you give her strength for the day ahead and all that is needed to be done today, that she walks in the power and the anointing of God. And I thank you, Lord God, as those that come in contact with her will know that she has been with you. And we bless you, Lord God, for our prayer requests that are before you. We're holding up Dr. P.K. Roberts before you, God. We bless you because you are indeed the God of all comfort. We thank you, Lord God, that you know how to help her in this season, this time of her life. We thank you, Lord God, that Dad Roberts is with you, because we understand the word is declared. To be absent from this body is to be present with you. And he's lived a life before you, God, and we thank you that he's with you today. We bless you, Lord God, for our prayer request, Lord God. Little Ashton, Lord God, there in Duke Hospital. We're praying, Lord God, for her healing now in the name of Jesus. We're holding up before you, Lord God, Carol and Marie and all of those, my precious brother, Lord God. We're holding all of them up before you. We thank you because you are indeed our healer. You are indeed Jehovah Rapha. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your healing virtue for all of these that are on our prayer list, Lord God. Christine Shepherd, Lord God, we bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God and the entire Shepherd family. Thank you for health and wholeness. Thank you, Lord God, for the entire Preston family, Lord God. We're holding them up before you now. We bless you, Lord God, for the entire Des De Leon family, Lord God, and Godmother Dorothy Cook and Bruce and her family. Thank you for all of these that are on our prayer list today. We bless you, God, for Ruth, Lord God, who is at, we're standing in the gap. Oh, God, for her deliverance. We bind up, God, we bind up bitterness and anger in this woman, and we plead for salvation on her behalf. God, deliver and set her free. And we thank you for it now. We give you praise and glory for everyone that's on this call today. We bless you for being our God and knowing that there is nobody else like you nowhere. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We seal these prayer requests now in the name of Jesus, and we come against any diabolical attack of the enemy that will try and come against us. We know, God, that the blood cover us, and it watches over us. It keeps us from the hand of the enemy. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Dr. Vanessa, back to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for sealing this awesome word this morning in prayer and bombarding heaven in behalf of all our prayer requests, for the spoken prayer requests and the spoken prayer requests. Know that God hears and answers our prayers. I thank you so much, Minister Candy, for clearing the heavens so that Dr. J could preach that powerful word this morning and even serving as our greeter. And to each and every one of you as part of our TMC family, the Master's Call family, we are so honored and privileged that you join us and are a part of our family each and every morning. And as you go out on this wonderful Wednesday, we are encouraging you, as our theme with the Master's Call, that you are submitted and obedient to the call of the Master on your life and be his minister in the marketplace. Blessings to each one of you. And as Dr. PK would always say, go out and have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.